Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey, everyone. So if you have ever attended maybe a 2 or 3 day conference or an online summit, goodness knows there's a million of them out there right now, or, a new training course, a new workshop, a new something, any scenario where you are going to be rapid fire ingesting information, I really want you to focus in on this podcast episode, because what I'm going to be sharing with you is the exact strategies that I use every single time I sign up for a conference, a summit, a training, a something, to ensure that at the end of it, I'm not going to be stuck in that place where I leave so fired up, and then when I come home, I don't do any of it because I'm so ridiculously overwhelmed by the amount of content that I have just consumed. And I know many of you can relate to this because we've had conversations about it. So if you are someone who likes to, participate in continuing education, that's, taking some courses, some conferences, whatever, but you're really struggling with getting into action and actually producing the things that you are learning, this is going to be a life-changing podcast for you. And you're going to want to grab pencil and paper. And I'm laughing as I say that because it's one of the things that we're going to be talking about in this episode. But you will find that when you implement this strategy, your ability to attend and process these training platforms and get into action the right way, it's going to be life-changing for you. It really will. So I'm super excited. Let's go ahead and dive in. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. Hey everyone, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. Megan Sumrall here. Today I want to talk to you about something that I think is really timely, simply because there is so much incredible content available for us to consume right now because of the fact that everybody is at home. And I really want to zero in on effective ways to really engage in, process, digest, and then put into action things that you want to do after you have been in some kind of a intensive training situation. So what I'm talking about here is maybe you've gone out and attended one of those like 5 day summits online, or, you've been to a physical conference that lasted for several days where you're just, learning, or you've engaged in a new online course that, is going to run for several days, or an online workshop. And the reason why I think it's such a good time to talk about it right now is because of the pandemic,
Everybody's at home. So many businesses are showing up online and offering things that typically haven't, that it's almost, I almost feel like a kid in a candy shop with the number of incredible trainings, digital summits, online courses, et cetera, that are available for me to plug into and learn, which is fantastic. But if you don't have a good strategy in place for how to show up, how to engage, how to take notes, believe it or not, there's a right and wrong way to do that. And then what to do with all that information after you've gathered it, well, there's a good chance that you could just end up wasting a significant chunk of your time when you engage in it. And I know this is something that, you know, I struggle with. I know many other friends of mine that have as well, where maybe you go off to your company's, you know, 3-day conference, annual conference, and you leave like fired up. You've got pages of notes. You're getting on that plane to go home and you're like, watch out, world, I am coming for you. And then you get home and then you're like, I don't even know where to start. I've got 1,000 things I want to do and I don't know where to start. And you end up doing nothing with all that amazing new knowledge, or you end up kind of doing 10% of one, 5% of another, 20% of a third. And then you're like, oh, none of it works. And then you just give up. So let's talk about how to get the most out of training and then actually be able to go into implementation mode when it's done. And this was timely for me because I just went through a holy smokes incredible 2-day training summit, the Business Blitz that Stacey Tuschel put on, that was incredible. Again, I felt, you know, drinking from a fire hose, and I'm pretty good at knowing how to navigate training platforms, but even I found myself getting into that I'm going to do all the things place. And this was a system that I have put in close to 20 years ago, when I was in corporate IT, I would attend, you know, various conferences, summits, et cetera, to go and learn. And so I had to learn very early in my career how to weed out the stuff that wasn't important to me, process the things I needed to, and then figure out how to get home and get an action plan in place. So that's what we're going to be talking about here today. So first, let's talk about the prep work that you need to do prior to the training even happening. Because believe it or not, you can set some stuff up before you even go sit in on your first session, okay? The number one thing I encourage you to do is get a fresh notebook for the event. If you are like me, you've got cabinets full of random little notebooks, binders, swag that you have been given and gifted God knows how many times. So I always keep those because I want to pull one out anytime. And it can be a small little spiral notebook. It doesn't need to be anything fancy. But what you want to do is have one comprehensive place that you are going to put all your notes from that particular event. You do not want to have, you know, a piece of paper over here, then you took notes day two over here, then over day three they were on your phone. You need one place for all of it, okay? I like pencil to paper because sometimes note-taking electronically, sometimes I want to draw a little picture or circle something. So that's why I really like the pen to paper, and actually I'm a pencil person. So get yourself a central place to take your notes. It's going to be designated for the event. If the event gives you agenda ahead of time, print that out and have it with you. And I'll tell you why in a few minutes. You're going to want that at the end of the event. Now, as you step into each session, you are going to want to start on a blank piece of paper. Don't let your notes just run into each other where you're not sure where the notes from one session ended and the notes from another began. Now, how you take notes in these kinds of events is very different than how we took notes in college. And here is what I mean by that. Let's say you are listening to a speaker that is educating you on all things YouTube. So let's say this is an expert in the YouTube space, and they're like, okay, I am here to tell you how to maximize YouTube to grow your business. You're thinking, game on, I've been thinking about YouTube, I'm really excited about this speaker. And the first 15 minutes of the presentation, they are sharing, oftentimes kind of buying you into why you should be there. They might be sharing statistical information, data points. They might be sharing their story about, you know, their successes on YouTube. And that is all fantastic information to hear. But that is not what you need to be taking notes on. taking notes on someone else's journey or, you know, baseline statistics, let's say you go to implement YouTube 3 months later, that's going to be irrelevant for you. The notes that you need to be pulling and writing down are the actionable nuggets, the to-dos, the little, usually they gift you with little gold nuggets here and there, you know, oh, hey, if you put this one thing on your profile, that will really help engagement. Those are the things that you're listening for that you want to actually put in your notes. So think about the notes that you're taking in these online training events that you're going to or conferences. Those notes should be the things that are helping you get into action when the time comes. Because at the end of the event, you're not going to be quizzed on statistical information or somebody else's story. And I will sometimes sit in a room, you know, when it's an actual physical conference and not online, and I'll see people madly writing down all these notes that the speaker is giving about data points and this and that when we're all there to learn how to do something. So make sure you're focusing your notes on the how and not necessarily the why. Now, one exception to that might be as if you're not sure if you want to implement it or not, you may need to jot down some, well, here's some reasons why I think this might be good for me. Now, as soon as that particular session is over, I always go back and instantly rate it a 1, 2, or 3. A 1 means as soon as that session was over, I'm like, I want to stop everything I'm doing right now and go implement that. That sounds amazing. I know that's going to be good for me. I want to go do it right now. And I'll put a 1 next to that and circle it. I'll put a 2 on a, oh, this is good. This is good. I need to do this. But I'm not like thinking, I want to go home and do it right now. But I know this would be something good for me. And then 3 is, that's where I'll put something like, that was interesting, but I'm just not so sure that that's going to be something I need to be worried about for a while. I'm not saying never. I'm just saying not for a while. And that's going to turn into something that I call my backlog. Okay, so as soon as the talks are over, rate them a 1, 2, or 3. And if you have time before the next speaker starts, if you've got a break, I always go back and quickly read my notes from that talk and I try and come up with my 3 key takeaways. What are the 3 most important things that I learned from that talk and just summarize them real quick at the bottom. And I go through the same process for every single one of the speakers. Now, occasionally, I may be listening to a talk and you're partway through it. And this happened to me recently as well. I was listening to a talk of something I really thought was going to be a direction I may want to go with my business. And at the very beginning, the speaker shared, which I so appreciated, kind of addressed the question of like, I know several of you are thinking, should I do this? Should I not? And she outlined very clearly, you know, described 2 different businesses and says, if you're business A, and I fell into that business A category, this probably isn't a good idea for you. Now, if you're business B, it is. And I so appreciated that because I instantly, you know, went, okay, this is not something I'm even going to go circle as a 3. It's not even going to go on my backlog. Now, I still listened. I learned some interesting stuff. But you can choose partway through a session if you know, hey, this is not going to ever be relevant for me, not even 6 or 12 months from now, just choose not to take notes on it, right? You might even go give yourself a break. So once all of the training is done and you've got your notes from each session, you've got a 1, 2, or 3, and if you can, your 3 key takeaways, here is what I want you to do. Let's say it ends on a Thursday. Do not do anything Thursday night. You need to give your brain a chance to settle because the wheels are going on overdrive as soon as those events are done. I mean, I laugh at myself because I just went through this 2-day thing and I know better. And yet I was still that night starting to lay out a plan. Okay, well, tomorrow I'm going to do this, then Saturday. And I had to say, Megan, stop. Let your brain rest. Okay. So give yourself the night off, get a good night's sleep, get up, go about your usual morning stuff. And then when you're sitting down to work the next day, or even 2 days later, I usually do it the next day though, pull out your notebook. And if you've been lucky enough to get an agenda of a piece of paper that just lists every speaker and title, Now, with fresh eyes, with a somewhat rested brain, go back through all of the sessions and go re-rank them all as a whole. Because usually what will happen is maybe on Monday you listen to a session that you put down as a one. Well, then on Tuesday and Thursday, you also circled ones. And the thing on Thursday is a million times more important to you than the thing that you circled on Monday. So once you've listened to all of them, you want to go back and reassess your ranking of one, two, or three. One still being, I really, like, if I could start on it today, I would. Two being, this is really good stuff. I'm not sure when. And three being, who knows? I like it. I just don't see myself getting to it in the next several months. Okay. So now you're going to zero in on just the ones, anything that you circled with a number one. If you have only one, which has never happened to me in my entire life, then you're very lucky because you know what you should be doubling down on and getting into action. If you have multiple things with a one next to them, now you're going to need to prioritize them. You have to pick the one out of all of those that you are going to say to yourself, this is where I want to invest my time and energy right now. And you're going to prioritize all of those ones, and then you're going to walk through the entire activity of creating an action plan. Now, that is a whole other topic. I have shared strategies on how to take, you know, something that you are brand new at and back your way into how to implement it. I would encourage you to go back and listen to the episode on how I actually started this podcast, because I walked you through, that was a perfect example of what I'm talking about here. I walked away from an event at one point saying, I really need to get a podcast launched. And when that finally came up to the top of the list, well, then I had to figure out how to do it. So go back and listen to that episode of this podcast, the Work-Life Harmony podcast, and you will hear exactly how to take something new and break it down and get an action plan up and running. Now, I know some of you are thinking, but I can't just do it one at a time. Sometimes I need to do more than one. If you are fortunate enough to have a team with your business, so for instance, maybe you've got a virtual assistant or a business partner or something like that, you may be able to choose two things. And maybe you say, I'm all in on this particular topic, and then I'm going to have my VA go all in and research and get going on this other thing. But you notice, I'm not saying you're going to go do 10 things at once. You have to pick one and go and do it and work it through to completion. Then, or get it to a point where it's not taking quite so much time and you feel like, okay, now I've got some bandwidth to bring in something new. That's when you're going to go back to your, what I call my backlog. Some people, particularly in the corporate world, we always refer to it as our parking lot, but that's kind of your holding ground of the ideas and things that you want to do. And then you're going to go back and revisit that, and it should be sitting there in priority order, and ask yourself, are all those ones still ones? And if so, which one is the most important for me to go ahead and take and digest and start getting into action now? Now, your backlog can get enormous. If you saw mine, there are times it even overwhelms me because I am constantly throwing stuff on my backlog when I hear an idea, when I listen to a podcast of something that inspires me, when I attend an online summit, and I'm like, oh, I got to learn how to do that. I dump it right into my backlog and I put my notes in there. So that way I have my notes, and I use Trello for this. I think it's a great tool to just capture your backlog information. Then every month, as part of my monthly planning process, I always go pull up my backlog, my Trello board of my backlog, and I take a quick read through on it and just see, is there anything on here that is pressing? Is there anything on here I need to bring in and figure out how I'm going to take action on it this month? And is there anything on here that now is no longer resonating with me? Because that will happen. You will be so fired up about something that you know is such a great thing for you, your business, your goals, your whatever. And maybe it's a two when you go and put it out there on your backlog. And 6 months later, you may find something has changed with your business, with your life, with your goals, with your vision, that now makes that thing kind of meh. You know what? That's really not something I'm seeing as important for me to do anything with. And that's fantastic. Now you just delete it. But if you had not gone through that process, you run a great risk of, as soon as that training is over, wasting time implementing something that now 6 months later you have found really wasn't that important, because you weren't investing your time on the most important stuff first. So I hope this is helpful for those of you like me that do like to, you know, constantly do continuing education, learning summits, etc. But what I hate to see is anybody giving a significant time investment into these platforms, getting all excited, and then 6 months later having absolutely nothing to show for it, because they never went into action on one thing because they were so overwhelmed with the 1,000 things that they got super excited about. So the next time you sign up for a training, a summit, a conference, a workshop, a boot camp, a challenge, or whatever, get a fresh place to take notes for it. Walk in with your kind of note-taking ears tweaked to say, I'm not in college. I'm not being quizzed on any of this. I'm only going to take notes on the things that I need to know to get into action onto here. Go through that ranking process. Give yourself at least a night to kind of decompress. Then go back and revisit all your notes in their entirety and zero it down to what is the very first thing, the one thing I'm going to go into action on. And you will find, when you start training yourself and you have the discipline to do this, the amount of things that you can achieve and your productivity, it is going to blow you away, because you will focus on that one thing. You will get it done. You will go grab the next thing. You will stay focused on that, and you start to build momentum. And you start to not get stressed about what you're not doing because you're so focused on what you are doing. So I want to hear from you guys. Let me know what your next conference, summit, workshop, etc. is. And let me know how this strategy worked for you. Because I promise you, if you go in with this game plan, you are going to be set up for success to get into action on the right things when you come out the other end.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.